And you're listening to VPR News. Good afternoon. I'm Alex Keefe. The U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum in Washington, D.C. plans to unveil a first-of-its-kind early warning system for genocide. The idea behind the atrocities early warning system is to use data to gauge the risk of mass atrocities from occurring in scores of countries around the world and hopefully to prevent them from ever happening. The system is an online public website organized in collaboration with Dartmouth Government Professor Benjamin Valentino and designed by Dartmouth students. Professor Valentino joins us to talk about the Early Warning Project. Welcome.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
You have some really complex ways that you use this data to calculate the risk of mass atrocities from happening in any one of dozens of countries. In layman's terms, how does this all work?
Well, there's really two main parts to the model. There's a statistical risk assessment, and that uses historical data from countries in the past, their past history of violence, to anticipate where new violence might occur in the future. To do that, we use several different statistical models and average them together to create one best forecast. And then there's an expert opinion pool, where we ask hundreds of experts on different countries around the world to give us their impression of which countries are at greatest risk for having an event in the next couple of years.
So give us an idea of what sort of factors contribute to a country being labeled at risk.
There can be a variety of different factors. Some of them are demographic, so large countries tend to have a greater risk of these kinds of events. But the most important triggers tend to be indications of some kind of violence going on in the country. So countries that have had a recent onset of civil violence or civil war, or countries that have had a coup, those are the kinds of triggering events that happen.
And the project has already identified some countries at risk. Tell us about some of those and what's going on there.
Well, at the top of our list, and it's been at the top of our list for as long as we've been running this, these models, is Myanmar or Burma, in which, as is well known, there's a high risk of potential violence against the Rohingya population, a minority group in the country that's been facing severe discrimination and repression by the government. Number two is Nigeria, which actually has an ongoing mass killing already carried out by Boko Haram, the insurgent group against local populations, and the government cracking down on suspected supporters of Boko Haram. No country has zero risk. So if you scroll down to the very bottom of the list of countries, you'll find countries like Iceland or Canada that have very little risk of mass killing. But every country gets a risk score.
Professor Valentino, are there limits to trying to forecast mass atrocities using data? That is, are there subjective factors maybe that you can't squeeze into an algorithm to try to crunch out a risk number?
Absolutely there are, and that's one of the main reasons why we've tried to combine our statistical risk assessments with the expert judgment of literally hundreds of experts on these sorts of subjects. And we can ask them to pool their expertise to make a kind of group forecast for the likelihood of violence in those places.
In your view, how can this information be best used to prevent some of the atrocities we've seen in places like Rwanda and Darfur?
Well, ideally, this information would help a number of different groups who have an interest in preventing genocides or mass killing around the world. First and foremost, that's governments, both the United States government and governments of other countries, whom we hope will use this information. And that will help them to prepare where to focus their resources, their intelligence resources, as well as their resources to respond to, diplomatic resources to try to tamp down on conflicts that are at risk of escalating to genocide or mass killing. But if government action fails, there are a variety of other groups in the world, civil society groups and NGOs, whose job it is in part to respond to and try to prevent mass atrocities like this, and we hope that they'll use the web-based system as well to direct their resources to the places that need them most.
Benjamin Valentino is an associate professor of government at Dartmouth College. He's an organizer of the Early Warning Project, which aims to identify countries at risk for genocide and mass atrocities. You can access this project at earlywarningproject.com. Professor Valentino, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks so much for having me.